Senate confirms Ketanji Brown Jackson for Supreme Court. By Sean Moran on April 7, 2022. Three Senate Republicans voted with Democrats on Thursday to make Ketanji Brown Jackson the first black female Supreme Court justice. The Senate voted 53-47 to confirm Jackson as an associate justice for the United States Supreme Court. Three Senate Republicans, Senators Mitt Romney, RUT, Susan Collins, Army, and Lisa Murkowski, RAK, voted to confirm Jackson for the Supreme Court. Romney failed to explain to Breitbart News why he opposed making Ketanji Brown Jackson a federal circuit judge last year and then voiced his support for her to become a Supreme Court justice this year. Collins voted against confirming a Republican president's nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, for the Supreme Court, and voted to confirm Jackson as a justice on Thursday. Senate conservatives raised significant concerns about Jackson's judicial philosophy and her alleged soft-on-crime record. Jackson refused to say if she holds a position on whether individuals have natural rights. Breitbart News's Wendell Hasebo reported that Jackson sentenced those in possession of child pornography to nearly 60% less time than the national average. Senators Josh Hawley, RMO, Ted Cruz, RTX, and others raised these concerns with Jackson during the confirmation hearings. Jackson had also disagreed with an expert witness's definition of pedophilia during a hearing while serving as the vice chair of the U.S. Sentencing Commission. The then Supreme Court justice nominee could not answer a question from Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, about if she could define woman, claiming that she is not a biologist. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, a former Judiciary Committee chairman who voted previously to confirm her as a federal circuit judge, said in a statement after the vote, "My no vote was based upon Judge Jackson's record of judicial activism, flawed sentencing methodology regarding child pornography cases, and a belief that she will not be deterred by the plain meaning of the law when it comes to liberal causes. I found Judge Jackson to be a person of good character, respected by her peers, and someone who has worked hard to achieve her current position. However, her record is overwhelming in its lack of a steady judicial philosophy and a tendency to achieve outcomes in spite of what the law requires or common sense would dictate. After a thorough review of Judge Jackson's record and information gained at the hearing from an evasive witness, I know why Judge Jackson was the favorite of the radical left," he added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.